Exclusive: Pressure mounts to impeach Joe Biden from Republican Judiciary House members. By Wendell Hasebo on July 26, 2023. Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee welcomed House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's RCA long-awaited signal that an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden could be on the table in the near future. Joe Biden is under scrutiny for participating in his family's business deals after House investigators uncovered wire payments to the family while he was vice president, payment demands from Hunter Biden to Chinese Communist Party, CCP-linked officials while sitting next to his father, along with texts, whistleblower testimony, and an FBI informant form implicating Joe Biden in the family's business. You have to get to the bottom of the truth. And the only way Congress can do that is go to an impeachment inquiry that gives Republicans and Democrats the ability to get all the information, McCarthy told reporters Tuesday. House lawmakers exclusively told Breitbart News they support McCarthy's threat, although some expressed frustrations that McCarthy is not moving quickly enough. Others told Breitbart News impeachment should include not only Joe Biden but members of his administration. House Republicans should hold anyone in the Biden administration accountable for the corruption and blatant weaponization of government agencies in order to serve a political end, said Representative Chip Roy, RTX, a member of the Judiciary Committee. This includes the president himself for weaponizing the DOJ, but this, importantly, also includes Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who has facilitated the largest border crisis in our history and allowed Texas to remain under siege by drug cartels for over 2.5 years, he added. Related: border chaos, cartel gunmen attack Mexican police checkpoint near Texas border. Judiciary Committee member Representative Harriet Hageman, RY, argued the recent IRS whistleblower allegations concerning the Justice Department preventing an investigation into the big guy demands an impeachment inquiry free from political interference. We continue to learn about the corruption of the Biden crime family and how deep and wide that corruption seems to go, she said. With the revelations of the past several weeks and the increasing pace of new information leading towards the big guy being directly involved, it is incumbent upon the Judiciary Committee to immediately open an impeachment investigation. This investigation needs to be free of interference from the Biden administration and its surrogates. And all requests for documents or testimony need to be honored in a timely manner, she continued. The accusations against the president are gravely serious. We must ensure that our investigation is thorough and that we follow the facts wherever they may lead. Related: are you protecting the Bidens? Gates grills FBI Director Ray Harrison Fields. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, Communication Director, told Breitbart News that the congressman supports McCarthy's sentiments. Donalds is also a member of the Oversight Committee. Impeachment proceedings would likely originate in the Judiciary Committee. When the impeachment proceeding might begin is unknown. McCarthy told lawmakers Tuesday the inquiry will not begin this week. He reportedly told GOP lawmakers Wednesday he may come to them in the near future and ask for the proceeding, arguing it gives them more tools and investigative powers. Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, predicted an impeachment inquiry could be opened as soon as early September. You have the support of 222 Republican House members to move forward with this? Fox News's Martha McCallum asked Issa. Absolutely, Issa replied. As a matter of fact, I would expect that some Democrats would join us in a bipartisan inquiry to get to the truth. Correction: this story was revised to note that Congressman Donald sits on the House Oversight Committee. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.